This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
I was teaching a Western Civilization course at Shaw University. They have these centers all over the state, and they have one in Wilmington. And one of my students turned out to be the lady who shot Lee Morgan.
That's Larry Renee Thomas, formerly a jazz host right here on WHQR. The woman's name is Helen. She had met Lee Morgan many years before in New York City.
Lee Morgan was this talented trumpet player. He really started performing when he was at the tender age of 16. He was in Dizzy Gillespie's big band. So he was like this child wonder. And unfortunately, he fell on bad times in terms of the drug thing. He had a bad heroin addiction. Helen Morgan, who was my student, she was living in New York, and she met him one cold night in February. She asked him, where was his coat? You know, because it was freezing. It was like 20 degrees on the outside. He said his coat was in the pawn shop. So she went out and got his coat for him. His trumpet was in the pawn shop, too. So she went out and got his trumpet and his coat. And that's when he hung on to her. That's the word she used. He hung on to her.
Now back to the classroom where Larry met Helen Morgan. This was more than 20 years after she shot Lee.
As a way of introducing myself to the class, I would hand out this bio of me and stating that I was a jazz radio announcer. And when I gave it to her, she said, oh, I love jazz. My husband is a jazz musician. And I said, really? What is your husband's name? And her last name was Morgan. And she said, Lee. And I said, Lee Morgan? And I looked at her kind of funny, and she looked at me kind of funny, too. So I said, I sure would like to interview you one day. And so she said, well, I'll think about it.
It was 1989 when Larry asked Helen Morgan for an interview. He finally got that interview in February 1996.
So I went over to her house. She lived on 16th and Worcester. I didn't say very much. I just put the tape recorder in front of her, and she talked for almost 2 hours.
Helen died the very next month, in March 1996.
I wrote an article on the interview, and it went worldwide. It's been translated into 6 or 7 different languages. And one of the languages was Swedish. The Swedish filmmaker read the article, and he contacted me, and he said, could he use the interview in a movie? And that's what happened. It was been to Toronto, it's been to London, it's been Paris, it's been Venice, Telluride. I just left California. I was at the Monterey Jazz Festival and showed it out there. So it's been around, but this will be the first time it's going to be shown in Wilmington.
Charlon Turner is the festival director for the North Carolina Black Film Festival. She worked with Kukulorus and Speller Street Films to have a screening in Wilmington.
I think it's a very intriguing story. People who know the story, who know the history, who are into jazz music in that era will be really interested. People who are not as familiar, especially with the connection to Wilmington, it's a crime of passion. I think it's going to intrigue a lot of people. I just really appreciate Larry and Chris letting us know about the film and the opportunity for the Black Arts Alliance to partner with them and to bring it to Wilmington. Like, the film is about Wilmington.
That's
it's been out over a year, and it's never been screened here, so I think that that's really important.
That's Charlon Turner and Larry Renee Thomas. I Called Him Morgan has been called suave, poignant, dazzling, a quintessential American story. The Wilmington screening is this Sunday at Jingo's Playhouse at 5 o'clock. Find our extended conversation at WHQR.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.